At 9:30 in the morning, the U.S. president left the White House, heading straight to the Supreme Court. A rare move, breaking long-standing protocol. Inside, the court took up Donald Trump's sweeping effort to end birthright citizenship, a cornerstone of his immigration agenda, and a case made even more extraordinary by the president's presence in the room, where he remained for his lawyer's opening arguments.
Unrestricted birthright citizenship contradicts the practice of the overwhelming majority of modern nations. It operates as a powerful pull factor for illegal immigration and rewards illegal aliens who not only violate the immigration laws, but also jump in front of those who follow the rules.
Last year, Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born in the U.S. to parents there illegally or temporarily would no longer automatically receive citizenship. Lower courts blocked it as unconstitutional. At the Supreme Court, both liberal and conservative justices appeared skeptical of the policy.
We're in a new world now where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same constitution.
Trump stayed just over an hour, leaving shortly before civil rights groups presented their case.